Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning into today's podcast. This is Al Medina, and I'd like to share something with you guys today. When I started out as an entrepreneur in 2004, there were actually two versions of me, the physical me and the virtual me. Both versions felt the same and thought the same. We were the same in every way. Yet the people around me and the environments of the two versions were incredibly different. The physical me was surrounded by people who were very different from me. I simply didn't have entrepreneurs around me. I didn't have people who thought like me. I didn't have any dreamers or fantasizers around me. The physical me was surrounded by doctors, engineers, and lawyers. All of the guidance, leadership, and mentorship I was receiving at the time was not resonating with me. There was a great disconnect, and I could feel it daily. I felt that any time I talked about what I truly wanted, my dreams, my business, entrepreneurship, I was discouraged. The people around me would warn me of all the bad things that could happen. They would tell me that I wasn't ready. They would tell me to stay on track and let the system work. I heard it. It even made sense most days. Every night before I went to bed, something just wouldn't connect with me. Something felt wrong. Now, there was the virtual me. This is the me that decided to turn on Google and type in how to make money online. Virtual me found myself in the exact opposite environment of physical me. I ended up in an online forum full of people who were just like me. The only difference between us was that they weren't just dreaming. They were actually out there making things happen. I was very fortunate that I found this community early on in my career. Even though I had never met face-to-face any of my early supporters on this forum, their influence on the virtual me turned me into who I am today. Thanks to what I heard and saw them doing, I was able to see that there was another option. They proved to me that I could indeed dream big. They showed me that I wasn't crazy. And that was the spark that led me to finally following my passion. Now, most struggling entrepreneurs never end up finding this connection. They never find a community that they can plug into for support. Unfortunately, most entrepreneurs are forced to go in at it alone. The problem is that they end up living in an environment surrounded by fear, negativity, and warnings. It's amazing how impactful our surroundings can be, even if they are virtual. At our core, humans are a social species. We need to camaraderie, we need community, we need feedback and support. So it goes without saying that we embrace and become whatever we surround ourselves with. I think back to my own success. Had I not turned to Google one day and found my way to this online forum, there is almost zero chance that I would have ever made it. I would have probably become a miserable, mediocre worker practicing for a sole purpose of making good money. Now, I need to point out that physical me didn't have a bad environment. It was simply different. The people in my life weren't bad. They weren't trying to hurt me. Actually, most of them were very dear friends who loved me and were just trying to protect me from getting hurt. They were speaking to me out of love. They were speaking to me with the knowledge and wisdom that they themselves had access to. The problem was that they weren't empowered with the knowledge or background to be able to support me. They were the wrong people for me to seek advice from. I now realize that asking them for advice on how to become an entrepreneur was a ridiculous as asking an architect how to perform brain surgery. This is what most of us do. we turn to people. We turn to the people closest to us to help guide us, even if they aren't the most qualified. But again, always remember that just because the environment around you may not give you the best advice, it doesn't mean that it's a bad one or negative environment. You'll need to learn how to recognize this fast so you can take control of your surroundings. Now, I want to say something, a quote from Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn once said, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." He wasn't wrong. The Association of Psychological Science did a study that found that people who had friends who had more self-control tended to have more self-control themselves. Excuse me. Instead of trying to change everyone around you, you're going to go out and start finding the right people to balance the influence in your life, just as I did with the virtual me. There are two major steps you'll take to recraft your environment. Number one, evaluate the people currently in your life. Create specific communication plans with each one of them. Doing this means that you are taking full control of just how much influence each person in your life will be allowed to have on you. Number two, start adding the right kind of people in your life. See, I realize it doesn't matter if you have local entrepreneur support. As long as you have the internet, you can still build the environment you need. We live in a global marketing place today. Everyone is connected to everyone. So you're just a few clicks away from the people that you need in your life. No excuses. Okay? So in the end, the people in your life are your responsibility. Your surroundings are your responsibility. It's up to you to build your surroundings the way you want them. I hope this message can resonate with you guys today. And you can go out and, you know, build your network. Surround yourself with successful entrepreneurs, people who have done it, who have made it, and you see it already happening through social media, through your emails, through the community that you're involved with. Always go to your meetings, masterminds, or weekly meetings if you're involved in any. If you're not, get involved. Reach out to a colleague. Reach out to another entrepreneur in your space, in your niche, that you want to better yourself with, that you want to see more results. And you will find the answers that you're looking for by joining these meetings. You might hear something, an idea to help better your funnel, or to improve your business, to get more leads, to make more sales. So that was my story for today, guys. Have a great day. It's Thursday. This side of the weather, I'm in Florida. The weather is, it's going to rain all day. Very cloudy outside. No pool day, no beach day today for me. So I'll be indoors. I'll be networking with entrepreneurs and my team, and improving better ways for us to make more sales and to keep building the leads. Thank you very much for tuning into today's podcast. Once again, this is Al Medina. Until the next time.